I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Thank you, choir. That's a fitting song as we stand on the threshold of a new year. As we look back, we can see God's faithfulness. And as we look ahead, we can have confidence in Him because of that faithfulness. You're listening to The Voice of Hope, and I'm J. Mark Horst, your host. If you're a regular listener to The Voice of Hope, you know that this program is produced by Heralds of Hope. The new year, 2018, will mark the beginning of 50 years of ministry for Heralds of Hope. Back when Dr. and Mrs. J. Otis Yoder began this ministry, they had no idea how God would bless and use it. But they were confident if they faithfully proclaimed the Word of God, then God would add His blessing and He would sustain the work of the ministry. And you know, friend, that's exactly what God has done. What began as one radio broadcast on one station in the year 1968 has expanded to nearly 400 broadcasts every week in English and 14 other major languages. We've had letter response from more than 180 countries around the world, and we've mailed out nearly 250,000 Bibles. All that has happened because of God's blessing, and that blessing has come at least in part through you who pray and give. God bless you real good. Now on today's broadcast, we're going back into our archives for a special New Year's broadcast that was done by Dr. Yoder way back in 1978. It's a different kind of a program than usual, a blend of scripture and poetry and music. But I believe you'll find it encouraging and inspirational. So I invite you to stay tuned.
Well, it has been a solemn year. David in Psalm 121, I think, stated our case very well. He wrote, and I quote, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore." We consider that to be a traveler's psalm. So when Mrs. Yoder and I go on a journey, we frequently read that psalm before we start. So at this beginning of the year, we're going, as it were, on a journey. Therefore, this psalm is very appropriate. As we look back, we all see some faltering steps, I am sure, perhaps even some sidesteps. But the past is past. So with the Apostle Paul, we say, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, my friend, like Paul, we stand at a midpoint. There is an uncertainty about the future. We often wish we could see further down the road, don't we? Yet, like walking in the dark with a flashlight, we see only a short distance. Annie Johnson Flint captures the thought for us in her poem, But God. I know not, but God knows. Oh, blessed rest from fear. All my unfolding days to Him are plain and clear. Each anxious, puzzled why, from dread or doubt that grows, finds answer in this thought. I know not, but He knows. I cannot, but God can. O balm for all my care. The burden that I drop, His hand will lift and bear. Though eagle pinions tire, I walk where once I ran. This is my strength, to know I cannot, but He can. I see not, but God sees. O all-sufficient light! My dark and hidden way to Him is bright. My strained and peering eyes may close in restful ease, and I in peace may sleep. I see not, but He sees. David, for us, speaks well in Psalm 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Didn't you feel David reflecting your thought and experience? We depend so much on God. We have come to the year's end feeling we've not done as well as we should have, or perhaps as well as we could have. An unknown author left us a 2-stanza poem that we can identify with, I'm sure. It is called The New Leaf. He came to my desk with quivering lip. The lesson was done. Dear teacher, I want a new leaf, he said. I've spoiled this one. I took the old leaf stained and blotted and gave him a new one, all unspotted, and into his sad eyes smiled. Do better now, my child. I went to the throne with a quivering soul. The old year was done. Dear Father, hast thou a new leaf for me? I have spoiled this one. He took the old leaf, stained and blotted, and gave me a new one, all unspotted, and into my sad heart smiled. Do better now, my child. Yes, yes. Paul Laurence Dunbar also laid it on our hearts when he wrote, Get Somebody Else. The Lord had a job for me, but I had so much to do, I said, You get somebody else, or wait till I get through. I don't know how the Lord came out, but He seemed to get along. But I felt kind of sneaking like, knowed I'd done God wrong. One day I needed the Lord, needed Him right away, but He never answered me at all. And I could hear Him say, down in my accusing heart, Fella, I's got too much to do. You get somebody else, or wait till I get through. Now, when the Lord have a job for me, I never tries to shirk. I drops what I have on hand and does the good Lord's work. And my affairs can run along, or wait till I get through. Nobody else can do the work that God marked out for you. Do you look back and wonder why? Do you look forward to the new year with all its possibilities? But still, we have the past, which may haunt us. Let us join with the psalmist in his great penitential psalm, Psalm 51. Let's meditate as I read. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, my day or my night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. High King of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys and sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O
with the past cared for, we can now really take heart for the year ahead. Let Alan H. Underwood's poem, I Shall Not Pass Again This Way, inspire you. The bread that bringeth strength I want to give, the water pure that bids the thirsty live. I want to help the fainting day by day. I'm sure I shall not pass again this way. I want to give the oil of joy for tears, the faith to conquer crowding doubts and fears. Beauty for ashes may I give alway. I'm sure I shall not pass again this way. I want to give good measure running o'er, and into angry hearts I want to pour the answer soft that turneth wrath away. I'm sure I shall not pass again this way. I want to give to others hope and faith. I want to do all that the Master saith. I want to live aright from day to day. I'm sure I shall not pass again this way. And then I'm thinking of Fanny Crosby's poem, Thy Will Be Done in Me. I believe you will appreciate it. O Thou to whom without reserve my all I would resign, I ask for grace and faith to say, Thy will, O Lord, not mine. Enjoy your grief in bliss or pain, this prayer shall rise to Thee. Thy will, not mine, O blessed Lord, Thy will be done in me. Though thorns may pierce my weary feet, yet would I ne'er repine, but meekly say as Thou hast said, Thy will, O Lord, not mine. And though I pass beneath the rod, amen, so let it be. Whate'er Thou wilt, O blessed Lord, I know is best for me. So would I live that I may feel Thy perfect peace divine, and still Thy pure example show in every act of mine. And till I reach the silent vale and cross the narrow sea, be this my prayer, O blessed Lord, Thy will be done in me.
Great God of wonders, all Thy ways are matchless, God-like and divine. But the fair glories of Thy grace, more God-like and unrivaled shine.
Now let me read the entire 90th Psalm. I hope you will relax and listen. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men! For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. for we are consumed in thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Now here is Francis Ridley Havergal's poem, Another Year is Dawning. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be, in working or in waiting, another year with thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving thy presence all the days. Another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace. Another year of gladness in the shining of thy face. Another year of leaning upon thy loving breast. Another year of trusting, O quiet, happy rest. Another year of service, a witness for thy love. Another year of training for holier work above. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be, on earth or else in heaven, another year for thee. There is joy ahead, friend. Oh, yes. Let us rejoice. Now let us pray. Eternal God, God of the past year, and God of the year to come, we are here at this particular point of time, and we feel quite much like the psalmist who said, 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. It seems our lives are so brief, 80 years. Soon we're cut off and we fly away. Father, I pray that at this particular point in time, we may take new courage and face the future confidently, because thou wilt guide us each step of the way. And I thank thee in Jesus' name.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd,
friend, I hope you were encouraged by today's broadcast. If you were, we'd like to hear from you. The easiest way for you to contact us is by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. And last but not least, you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And you can also log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this program at your convenience. And we also encourage you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging listener testimony. And it's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you can contact us by email at this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again,
moonbeam shining, keep reminding of a trip that I'll be taking soon. There is nothing binding I am pining for the journey that will take me over the moon.
I'm sailing soon above the moon.
Floating.